Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Wednesday morning. It is June 17th. It is 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
I like when I do that to start the show, and you still like lean back and take it aback, like almost a surprise that I do it.
Every
like
day.
Like the facial features are almost like a, whoa, that's new.
I think I am struck by your energy every day.
I'm ready to go.
Take it in. I am delighted that you're so happy. And it's great. Let's be honest, sometimes you have stronger than other days with
that. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, some days I'm feeling it. Maybe Monday, not so much. Friday, I let it rip.
Today's a good day. Yeah. Jamaica, you were a little gentler with
hey,
it. Yeah.
You see your name on a Mally sign, which we'll get to next.
Oh.
That was a good spot by you.
I was so excited.
I can't even believe that that's the case.
No.
I want to drive down there now. We're not right now. They're not open. But when they do. EMC's Good Morning to Early Morning Crew. We love you. We appreciate you listening this morning. We also appreciate your guests for this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Guess what I had yesterday for dinner?
What?
The Mally's chocolate-covered Fritos.
That was your dinner?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
And I was having such a good eating day that I just had like the usual couple of snacks in the morning when you're hungry. I really didn't eat when I got home. I went to Smoothie King. My daughter and I did, and we got Angel Food smoothies.
What?
It was just it's strawberry banana. They call it Angel Food.
Oh.
Because I said that I wanted a strawberry banana. My daughter wants a strawberry banana. She wants a strawberry banana smoothie. And they said, oh, you want Angel Food? I was like, no, so I need a strawberry. I was like, had no idea what I was doing because. And they're like, oh, no, that is it. So that is it, sir. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get two of those. I'm going to try one of these. And, of course, they were great. So I was like, I am on a great roll of eating today. Hey, this is a great roll.
Right up until
and
you
I
ate.
Forgot I brought it home and it was in my backpack and I opened it up and there's these chocolate covered Fritos.
I mean, you have to eat them if they're right there.
So they were just fantastic. There's still plenty left, but I just had to have a few as like part of the dinner last night. All right.
We do need a guest for dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Good luck.
I'd rather talk chocolate.
Yeah.
And the Bordeaux.
Oh, the Bordeaux. With that toffee inside.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Good.
But wait, 4 days away from Father's Day?
Maybe you need more Mally's for Father's
Great.
Day.
I don't hate that. 216-343-1021 EMC's. What is your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
My man, how you doing?
Oh, doing great this morning.
Good.
You calling in with a guess for dead guy in an envelope?
Yes, since I thought Cleveland picked it, I think it should be Stanley.
That's a good guess. We loved Michael. It is not him.
Not Michael Stanley. By the way, Michael Stanley, first of all, it's unbelievably sad. Second of all, his name has already been guessed, so we are going to need a new guest. So we continue on with the list. 216-343-1021. We need a new guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. How much do you love this game?
I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, why are you surprised? This is a great game.
It
sweeps the nation. Everybody listens to Odyssey.
It does not sweep the nation.
Oh, no, you sound surprised.
I am surprised.
Why? This
I
is
am
a great game.
Stunned when people say they love the game. I'm sorry. I am. I just maybe it's because I sit through it every day for like the past, I don't know, 5 years.
They were playing it on the beach in Jamaica.
They
okay,
were not.
That was us
they,
broadcasting
yeah,
live
that,
on the beach
I'm
of
like,
Jamaica.
Wait, they were.
We would love your guest, though.
Robert Duvall. Or Duvall, I think I pronounced it as well.
Robert Duvall, you're right.
No, it's not Robert Duvall.
Thank you for loving the game. We appreciate that. Let's talk Mally's next. We ate so many different items from Mally's for a Tasty Tuesday. I understand it's Wednesday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. First of all, you know how great they are. If you don't, you should. And it's great for Father's Day. I mean, Father's Day is this weekend. I'm not celebrating, but...
Oh, that's right. Well,
I really want to talk to somebody that also has the same type of issue, but we'll get to that at another point in time. It was all about Mally's and everything that we tried. It's fantastic. You can check out the video. And then you saw something yesterday. It was unbelievable.
I was so excited. So I was sitting in my son's basketball game last night. Remember I was telling you about
basketball?
Yeah, summer league every
How
Tuesday.
Many?
It's a lot of sports. Remember the Rangers, the North Ridgeville? We go to the North Ridgeville gym where there's like four gyms in one.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's fancy. Yes, yes, and I met somebody there. That's a big fan of the show. We got to give her a shout out later on the show.
Oh, good. You know her name, unlike what I'm like.
I do.
Mysterious Sam's Club woman.
I thought of you because she was there and her daughter was there, and her poor daughter was embarrassed. She wouldn't come over and say hi because she was embarrassed for mother.
No, yeah, you should definitely say hi.
No, she was so nice. We'll say hi later because we were like picking a time and stuff. So she was great. But I'm sitting there and I get a text from my good friend Amy, and it's a photo and it says at the Mallies by my house. And which, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the Lakewood Mallies like the OG, the original Mallies?
It's so funny because, once again, not born and raised in Cleveland. Being born and raised in Akron and then moving here, it's amazing the difference of the 40 miles.
Yeah.
Because there are so many different things that are just inherent to Cleveland that I did not grow up with and didn't know. Because I didn't know if it was the one, you know, the one off of 480. That's not the original. What's the one with the milk and sugar and whatever the
Oh, yeah. That's like the factory,
if that's
right?
The fact. See, once again, I don't know.
But
I really
there's the one like that's in Fairview. I don't know. It could be on the border of Fairview and North Olmsted. But it has like the merry-go-round inside. Like
that's where that's at. Yeah, right there.
There's that one. But I don't think that. I think the Lakewood's the original.
I believe
don't
you.
Know.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's just what I think.
If we're wrong, please let us know because I would like to learn about that.
So my good friend Amy texts me this photo, and it's their billboard outside. It's their lit up Mally's Ice Cream Parlor and Candy sign. And they put on the board, come in and try what Jen and Tim are loving.
I love this.
I felt so Lakewood famous.
If there was ever a sign selfie that was screaming our names.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
That is
thank you, whoever did that. If you know who put the letters up there, if it was the owner or a manager or maybe somebody that's just a fan of the show that happened to, I don't know. I just thought that was really cool. It's something that you did not have to do. And just seeing that was great. That
was
very
great.
Cool to
and
do.
Thanks to my friend Amy for sending me the photo because I wouldn't have known it was there. So
Amy.
It's on our Instagram page. It's on our Facebook page. If you want to see it, we felt very, very cool to have that there.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. I'm not sure if we're going to do Stevie on the socials today because I don't think the mouth is working.
Oh, boy.
It is on lockdown.
Mouth's been not working.
It's been not working.
Steve, I'm so worried about you. Every day I think about this, and I'm worried about you, and it's not fixed.
You've been in pain since when?
April.
April! This is mid-June. We have reached, we're over the halfway part of June.
Can we fix it in any fashion?
I don't think
come here.
So.
I'll yank that thing right out. I have pliers at home. I will grab them.
I think I want that.
I don't think you should yank out her tooth.
We won't. I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it at 7:10. Now I feel like I have to.
About our tooth.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. That's the reason why I was going back and forth.
Because
what does she want
to
share? What does she not want to share? I don't know. I just don't like. We love you. You have been such a significant add to the show. And just even taking the show out of it, like you brighten the day. Like you are just a great person. You can't be a nicer person than producer Stevie. And I hate that you're in pain. I hate that it's not taken care of. I hate that you had to go somewhere else. Like this entire thing, you're like, you know, like a daughter. I mean, I don't want this pain, and it's driving me crazy because you keep going to these dentists and they're not fixing the problem. And then it's like, go here, go there, come back in a couple of days if it doesn't feel good. I want you to leave the office feeling good. That is the purpose of an office visit. And this is never happening. And it's been now 2 months and there still is no end. What is that?
But now she knows what she has to do, but she can't do it because she ran out of all her insurance because she had spent so much on the last one.
That is still not actually officially know what I need to do.
It's still loose?
I was told it's complex.
Oh my God.
So I'm just a complex issue.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's got to wear headgear.
No,
I don't
she
need,
does what? Not.
I do?
Well, whatever you sent me, yes. There's some.
Oh my God, that is not headgear.
I think it's called a bite mat. I don't know.
That
we're going to get to that. Some
gosh.
Type of tongue mat
split.
She's got to wear now. I don't know.
So
it has to smack the tongue around.
Inaccurate.
I don't know. We'll get to it at 7:10. What do we have? Is this anything to do with the dentist, Stevie?
No,
on the
nothing
social?
To do with the
I
dentist.
Bet you're staying as far away from anything mouth related, dentist related, anything related.
My whole feed on TikTok is dental related.
I bet it is. So your entire For You page.
Oh, maybe you can teach yourself how to fix it.
A lot of people are going to Mexico for dental work.
Oh, my.
I don't know.
What? It's cheaper.
Well, you can
but
go.
But you have to get there.
Well, that's true. I feel like it's a long trek. From Ohio.
What do we have for Stevie on the socials? I didn't mean to derail you. Actually, I 100% meant to derail you.
So awkward.
So there is this post that's been going viral on X, and it's about the different generations and how we're different. And I feel like this post really reminded me of something Tim would do to Jen.
Oh, no.
I might have to leave the room for this.
I don't like this.
All right. 3.5 minutes away. Stevie on the socials. If she can get through it.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There was a post that's been going viral. It's been circulating around all social media sites, but it originated on X. And it's just about the different generations. This post just says, kids today are like, so what did y'all do before the internet? Did you just not know anything? And then they said that the answer is yes, and you would ask your aunt a question, and she'd give you the wrong answer, and you'd carry that misinformation for years. And it reminds me of any time you ask Tim a question, and he tells you false info. So
that's
I feel
true.
Like everything we know from back in the day is all just lies. So now I'm stressed.
That is actually accurate. You're right. That's what we would do. We would ask an adult. We would just ask an adult, and they'd tell us, and we would
what
accept
if they
that.
They were told the wrong thing yes. years ago, and we've just had all this misinformation.
Definitely.
So and they learned it from really their parents, and their parents told them, and their parents. I was just, okay.
Yeah.
They weren't searching anything up.
Unless you go to the library or look at your encyclopedia set or something like that. I mean, that's literally what you had to do.
I remember this encyclopedia set that my grandma gave. She got like a new encyclopedia set because this was this big deal. And she's like, here, you guys can have our old encyclopedia set, which just had to have been like 1990 or something. And the set she gave to us, it was like, one day man will land on the moon. I was like, how
oh my
old
God.
Are these encyclopedias
hard to keep
that you
up
gave
with those.
To? I know. I was like, what is happening? And there's all sorts of like different species of animals that haven't been found. It's like, what is, so we, they were not,
you gotta
usable.
Like update these things.
Oh yeah.
I feel when I was in high school, I was in a health class and my health class book was from, it was like dated 1996. And I felt like health has evolved a lot from
yes.
1990s to the 2010s.
Yes.
I feel like that's true. I feel like you got to update these things.
It is. So every day on Stevie on the socials, you are educating us in one way or the other, something that's trending, something on your For You page, whatever it might be, something that has 5 million views, whatever it is. You're educating people on vacation. Did you know that? We have a DM that you educated and made a person so much smarter on vacation that we need to give you credit for. We haven't given you credit
this
for
this is yet. The most wonderful. Hopefully you haven't seen it in our messages yet because I can't wait till we tell you about
yeah.
it.
And Jen's tried this, but it's not the same.
Don't.
We'll make sure to get to that.
Don't.
Also,
God.
Coming up next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, producer Stevie, educating people. We got this really cool DM.
So Emily sent us a message, and you can do that anytime. A DM on Jen and Tim Show on Facebook says, I'm in Hawaii right now. And our tour guide asked if we know the name of the state fish. And because of Stevie, I did. So thank you, Stevie, for making me sound so cultured.
Come on, you can go yeah. Aqua. Exactly.
That's it.
Can you do
answer.
It? Can you do it live?
No.
Come on, you can go Aqua.
I will say that you always get upset at me, Jen, when I ask these questions on Trump Tui. And look, the listeners love it.
Why do you know that?
Yeah.
Well, there's two reasons. One is because when I was a kid, I had a board that when you would hit a certain state, it would tell you like a fact about the state.
Okay.
And the fact about Hawaii was the what the state fish was. And I thought it was so funny that that button stopped working because I hit it so many times. And then in High School Musical, they have a song of that type.
Oh, okay.
So it really just came full circle.
Wait, did they write the song for High School Musical
yeah.
called that?
Called... Huma nuka nuka apua.
There you go.
She's so good at it.
Do you remember when Jen tried it?
Huma huma nuka nuka apua. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that fish.
I don't think
that
I said it.
That is not a High School Musical.
I don't think I said it right.
Don't say that when you go to Hawaii.
No.
Jen. They will not appreciate
it. They might appreciate the attempt.
I don't know. I don't know why I can't. I cannot repeat what you're saying for some reason. Like, maybe if I tried to read it, I'd be able to.
I
have
think
you?
That might
no.
You more.
It is all sorts of letters. That would not help at
Let's
all.
Let's hear you say it, Tim.
I don't.
Let's hear you say it. Tim, you try it.
Yep,
try
that'd
it.
Be about
try
it.
It, Tim.
That would be about it.
Try it, Tim.
I think I'm good.
Try it once.
That's
Stevie. Try it. You try it. Stop
yeah,
it.
I think that's good. I would, but Jen, it's 6:55. Told you this had to
not
be
just
short.
One time. Not me. I hate that you have
Are
that.
Are you sure you can't say it again, Jen? Get it right.
Numa, 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 numa.
That's a lot. Too many.
Oh, you know what that was?
Easy
what?
Breezy. Stop. Okay. But we'll move on. But we're going to get you to say it. Shrek finally heading back to theaters, but... not that exciting, is it?
You must love Shrek.
A new trailer is out. Fans don't like it. They want filmmakers to change it already. That's in 60 seconds. Northfield is today's Star City at 55 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know today. Shrek 5 comes to theaters next summer, and a new trailer debuted yesterday. People are not happy with the movie's updated animation style. Some comparing it to the backlash that led to filmmakers to redesign Sonic the Hedgehog. You remember that drama before it was released? Fans have also questioned the storyline. The good news, Cameron Diaz, Mike Myers, and Eddie Murphy will all be back. Travis Kelce was in Cleveland this past weekend. He made a stop at Mitchell's, so of course we needed to know his order. Turns out he got two scoops in a bowl, cookies and cream, and the seasonal lavender honey. Cleveland.com says rumor has it he left a generous tip. And Tim, this story, special for you. McDonald's bringing back the fried apple pie to participating restaurants nationwide starting June 23rd for a limited time. This was first introduced in Tennessee in 1968. They took it off their menus in the early 1990s, and now they're bringing it back as part of the company's celebration of America's 250th anniversary.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We need a dentist in studio. So we are located downtown at the Halley Building, 1041 Huron Road.
I don't think we can do that.
Okay. Okay, you can come on the other side, but yours truly then. No, also through the Euclid door.
I don't know that we can do dental work in here.
Can't. I don't see... Yeah, you're right.
That's need equipment, lighting, and
I'll give you
tools.
Odyssey points.
I don't think that would help.
Won't work either.
No. I'm so worried about Stevie. We've been worried about Stevie for, well, I don't know. Name the day. We're always worried about Stevie and something.
Well, it's a car tire that's at 3 PSI when it should be at whatever, 30-ish, I would guess, something like that. I mean, listen, there are more lights on in her car on the dashboard than Las Vegas. We've talked about them before. These have been fixed now. Shouldn't say that. The tire definitely is. I don't know about the rest of the vehicle.
Have you asked her last time she got an oil change? I haven't asked her that lately.
It is now just a thick mud circulating through the motor. Jen, no, I didn't ask about that. Let's not talk about the car. It's about the mouth.
Well, and here's why. This is so stressful because she has been in pain since April. Pain, like actual pain, downing bottles of ibuprofen.
I can't believe you called that out.
Am I not supposed to say that?
I was going to leave that out. Well, what do you?
Sorry, Stevie. No, she's
not. Did
you
hear that, Stevie? That was not me.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to paint the picture of how much pain she's in. I just worry about her every day.
I get it. We have to bring her in. I was hoping that yesterday, actually, I hope that every day of the last five visits or so would be the day where you would have some type of relief and or maybe an answer. Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, she's due for an oil change. I was wondering why she just texted
us.
She joins us in 3 minutes. What's going on? Good thing I couldn't find my dirty mouth intro.
I thought that's what you were looking for.
I know. I was like, he's playing the dirty mouth
really
intro.
Really annoying. It is really, really.
I was told my mouth is not dirty.
Thanks. Oh, it's not a dirty mouth.
It's not.
Also, there are no
cavities. It's actually kind of karma because my entire board is Jen drops, so I couldn't find my phone.
Appreciate
Maybe
that.
You have too many of those.
It's Would you be opposed, and if this was older school radio, we could have done this, if we recruited an in-studio dentist to take a look
at
what's going on?
I'm opposed.
Why are you opposed? It could get fixed today.
What does an in-studio dentist mean?
Traveling dentist, like a DoorDash of the mouth.
I don't think that something, exists. A DoorDash of the mouth. Are there traveling dentists?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think they stick to dental offices.
Yeah.
This is pristine. This is a very clean studio.
Like if one
Jen
on
just
vacation.
Dusted a couple weeks ago. We're good.
A couple weeks ago. My quarterly dust of the
I have
studio.
Seen three dentists. I don't think I need one in the studio.
You have. Three dentists. And are you still in pain? You went yesterday. Are you still in pain or it's all good?
Yes.
Still in pain.
Like
2 months
still
later.
Still in pain,
I don't
like
understand.
Nerve pain in the mouth.
Oh, see, the issue and why I'm complex is it moves. The pain is everywhere.
All being caused by the one area?
Why? We don't know, Jen. We don't know.
The pain moves?
You have a mouth mystery.
See, that's why you need a traveling dentist. Traveling pain, traveling dentist.
That's how that works.
That doesn't feel right.
Did you know the pain moved? I did not realize the pain moved.
Yeah, I told you that sometimes it's here, sometimes it's here, sometimes it's here, Sometimes it's there.
Pointing all over
here.
Jaw. She pointed her eye socket, her forehead.
This is all over the place. It goes up to my. It's everywhere.
We have anybody in the industry that could call? Do we know what's worse? We still don't know exactly what it is. And like a specialist is next. She's been all over Northeast Ohio trying to figure this out.
Just trying to see. You know, weighing my options. None of them looking too great.
What's great about it is you've paid for x-rays about 700 times, right?
Yeah, I'm not you are thorough. Now. You apparently, are they don't cover 5 x-rays in 2 months.
They are thorough. You have had several x-rays.
That's a lot.
There isn't anything hiding in that head and or mouth.
We've seen it all.
In and out and this and the filling and that.
So wait, what are we looking for? Not really a traveling.
I'm not looking for anything.
Do you want
anything.
Like a verbal
I don't
diagnosis
know what I
of Stevie?
I don't know what I want.
We
it's driving me crazy.
I had a couple diagnoses. I had a couple things. A couple issues.
Okay, we'll get to that. And then if you are a traveling dentist.
No.
216.
There's no way that's a thing.
343-1021. Bring your bag of stuff. No. Water pick. I don't know, a little claw, the scraper thing.
No.
A couple of other things. Maybe some numbing solution. A couple drops, whatever. Could you imagine the views on a video if I pulled out Stevie's bad tooth?
Oh, my God.
On
yeah,
the air.
That would be a lot of views.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
That is a terrible idea.
There's probably some numbing agent online. Let's just talk this through. So, I'll be gentle. So,
no.
The bad tooth, we're saving a lot of money.
I'm impressed that she's still listening and not stopping you.
Well, I'm more concerned about after you pull the tooth out, they usually do some stuff to like...
Oh, like a stitch?
If you have like an open...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's really
we've got paper towels. We have plenty of paper towels. So, obviously cold water.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Tooth. Is that a thought?
No.
Yeah, that's a pass.
Like you'd leave the root in there and everything.
Yeah. I would. Like, yeah, exactly. I can't. If you would see what I do in my flower beds, trying to pull out roots.
What if you pulled out like half the tooth and half was still in there?
Could you imagine
like,
that's still in there? Scraggly half tooth.
Yeah,
that she's got,
you know, and
what?
You have to dig in there.
That's a lot of pressure on me.
No.
I'm not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Don't do that.
So are we? I mean, I don't even know where to go next.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What's the next step?
I have to go to a specialist.
Are you going to go to a specialist?
I wasn't really like, I was just told to go to a specialist, so I guess I have to go to a specialist. I don't know.
Did you call the specialist?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had
I would have put money on
I'm
no
I'm proud
there.
Of you. I thought for sure you'd say no. Do you have an appointment?
Yes.
When?
No. This is all great. This is all a nice crescendo. Are you going to go to the appointment? That's the question.
Yeah.
Well,
and when
I
is
did
it? This
notice
month?
A scheduling conflict that you will be off that day, so I don't know if I can
oh,
make
great.
It.
Oh, great. Which day is it? When I'm on vacation? Like end of the month?
Yeah. I couldn't get into the end of the month.
Oh, my God. Go get your tooth.
You know what? I'm canceling vacation.
I am in 2 weeks.
Oh, there you go. So you're basically
two
there.
2 weeks of pain?
Don't know, and I don't know if they'll fix it that day. It depends on what he thinks.
We have somebody calling. This might be a...
Oh, my God.
This might be somebody with some
I'm
dental
so
knowledge.
I'm so stressed.
Telling you what, maybe it's not a bad idea. Would you let Jen pull your tooth as opposed to?
No.
No.
Okay, tooth stays
I'm not
in.
Offering.
All right, we'll
only
see what this
dentist.
Is. I think some knowledge is heading our way in 3 minutes. Star 102, good morning. Are you on your way to the studio to work on Stevie's mouth?
I am a dentist in Avon Lake, yes.
Dentist in Avon Lake. Apparently, there was a filling that was drilled low that now hit a nerve, and now she's having issues. That seems to be maybe what the problem is.
Did she get in to see if she needs a root canal?
They said I might need one, I might not, and I have to go to a specialist, but I'm out of benefits, so I don't know.
Is there any way to work around a root canal if it's hitting the root or like the root canal is the only way out of this situation?
It sounds like a root canal is going to be the only way out of the situation, so I don't think you want to wait until January 1st to save your benefits for next year, so I think I would get it done if you're in that much pain.
What if she,
in a lot of pain.
What if she gets her tooth pulled? Is that an option too, or is that a bad idea?
It's definitely a way cheaper option, but I'd say she wants to save it if she's this young.
Is that something she could do herself? She's looking to save a lot of
Richards.
Money.
I think you could pull my own tooth.
I'm sure you can buy things on Amazon now. I'm not sure.
See? He's a dentist. He said
I would guess you don't recommend that as a dentist?
I would say no. I would say no.
And a root canal is what?
So when they're done with the root canal, you'll barely even know they did anything. They go through the center of the tooth and take out the nerve and the blood vessels, essentially killing off the tooth so that you don't have any pain. And then it doesn't matter that the filling was close to the nerve.
How long does it take?
I'd probably say about an hour, maybe, depending on the food.
I have a small mouth, and I am in pain.
How often does a root canal fail?
Not very often. They're usually over 90% successful, I would say.
See, Stevie? That's a dentist saying that.
TikTok says otherwise.
Well, yeah, we can't stay and keep you off of TikTok. Is there any discount because her mouth is smaller?
I think we would get an upcharge, actually.
There you go. Probably an upcharge. They got to get in there. It's tougher for him.
I've gotten lots of comments on how small my mouth is, and it never seems complimentary.
It's 55 degrees in Northfield. Today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Jersey Mike has overtaken Chick-fil-A as America's favorite fast food restaurant. This is according to a customer satisfaction survey where Jersey Mike's got an 84 out of 100. The Recording Academy making changes for the 2026 Grammy Awards. They've added five new categories, including Best Asian Pop Music Performance, Best Traditional Pop Vocal Performance, and Best Latin Song category. They'll also now allow artists to submit in the Best New Artist category four times, up from three. And Starbucks celebrating the 2026 World Cup with a new soccer-themed barista cup. It is so stinking cute. It's got a little soccer hat, and it's got a scarf, and a limited edition drink sleeves. Those are being passed out at Starbucks as well.
Is the venti the size of the bear down in Geauga County or wherever it was at, the 576-pound bear?
Oh, my God. That's right.
We have this. We have a tall grande and also the... whichever county large bear it was in Ohio, I can't remember.
So
it's always east side. There's never a bear on the west side.
Never west side bear. Never. So this barista is online for Starbucks Rewards Reserve members.
Oh, for the fancy. I'm still green.
That must be why.
I was there the other day trying some. My daughter wanted to try. Says, why am I still green?
Because we are the low lifes of Starbucks.
We don't even get the straw to the barista.
No.
I'm a little surprised you let us in the door.
If you're a reserve and you got one, we would love to hear from you.
I'd love to just have it.
Yeah. Can you just give it to us? We'll share it. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.